You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE Securities Exchange has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. A nice, steady, higher closing everywhere. I mean, every single asset class to me, Nick, looks as though it's doing quite well. Without being spectacularly ebullient, it's doing quite well. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, I mean, it's evening, Lindsay. It's been so dead and dull. You almost forgot it was a four-day week. That's how sort of long that it's felt, because it's just the steady, steady grind higher. I mean, nothing too exciting. And there's an old saying, you know, never sell a dull market. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. Just the S&P down, you know, 15-odd points a couple of hours ago, just before the U.S. opens. It's grinding back to unchanged, hitting new highs. It hit a new high in the open. And it just seems to be that sort of point of least resistance still maintains the upside. I mean, we broke 4,000 a few days ago. We're at 4,100 almost now.
I know. It's amazing. And a technical analyst that I spoke to a couple of days ago says 4,400 is the target. And then the third quarter, then it starts to fall off a cliff. But I mean, I don't know how that person says that. But anyway, Hulamin came out with a trading statement for the year ended 31st of December. And you know, there's a very well-known fund manager who has a significant stake in that one. Did you see Hulamin's results, or rather trading statement?
Yeah, did. I mean, they were very, very sort of well received. I mean, the market was talking about them initially, but then of course, as soon as they came out, they popped and fell on a heap. That stock finished down 8.6%.
Wow.
I will say that, I mean, I've got clients who own the share as well. This stock was in the 50s, as in like it was trading under 1 rand. Not too long ago. Sorry, it hit a low of actually 95, I think was a low. It's 2.54 today. So, I mean, this has been a huge profitable investment for those who bought to the bottom. Yes, it's got some really interesting shareholders for those who want to look at the shareholder registry. But, you know, I just wonder once again, when we get to these levels in the markets, when you're getting shares that have gone up 3-4-fold from the bottom, how much more is already in the price? I mean, they came out and said headline loss per share of 86 and 95. So the business is not making money, which is still unfortunate. So I think this is still highly speculative, but let's see. Watch this space. Down 8.6% on the day, so the market did not like them, and it took time to digest them as they came out.
Can't see much else on the Stock Exchange News Service, so let's go straight to the spot prices. We've got a rand at 14.59, British pound against the rand, dollar rand that is, British pound against the rand. It's changed its number from 19 to 20 again, 20.04. Euro rand is 17.35, euro dollar is 118.85, and the cable, British pound against the US dollar, is 137.25. The gold price is it's okay, it's nice and steady. It's $17.44, which is up, let's call it $6. Platinum is down $35 in the last 24 hours to $12.06. Palladium, please, Nick.
Bucking the trend up, what have we got here? Up $16, $2,640.
Very good. The oil price is flat at $59.68 for the West Texas brand, and the Brent crude oil is $63.22, which is also flat. I mean, it's 10 cents higher, but let's call it flat. The U.S. 10-year Treasury bond yield is it's doing nothing, actually. It's sort of consolidating, forming a top or forming a base. Who knows? 165 and a bit. And the South African 10-year bond, having been 922 at one point, is now 930, all over the place. But I get the sense, Nick, that people have been coming in, foreigners have been coming in for the South African bonds.
Actually not. There was a note that someone put out, one of the bigger houses. We actually was a bit of a debate we had on this today, incidentally, which showed that the net buyers of South African bonds have actually been the local banks. So for the last 2 months, most of the auctions that we've had, because obviously they come with the short dated bonds every auction, and it's one of those things you deal on the bond auctions and you buy, you know, the Gubby debt. And as rumor has it, well, now the fact is, its majority of that has been going local. So the South African banks have been piling up and buying South Africa's bonds. And there's a little bit of a rumor doing the rounds, as it does in Sandton, that the South African banks didn't have much of a choice. They were told to buy the bonds. And
that what do you mean by the Reserve Bank or the Treasury?
Yeah, like, listen, guys, the foreigners aren't here at the moment, so show us a bit of faith. You buyer of last resort, step up. And apparently that's why our South African financial the actual bank share prices have been so weak for the last week or two, is that these poor South African banks have been told to load up on all these bonds. They've got massive exposure to South Africa's debt now. Here's one for you to mull over the weekend.
No, I won't be mulling. The only thing I'll be mulling this weekend is El Clasico tomorrow night. So you can mull as many bonds as you like.
I really should get another job. Yeah?
I really couldn't care less, but it's an interesting story, so thank you for enlightening me. Let's have a look at the top five major moves. It's Altal up 3.7%, Textainer up 3.2%, Massmart. It's quite a big winner, actually. Look at that thing. It's now nearly 55 rand a share, up 3.25%. Imperial up 3.2% and Cartrack up 2.8%. On the downside, Nick, Steinhoff down nearly 4% to 2.25 rand. African Rainbow Minerals down 3.4%. Barlow World a 2.9% loser. And Impala Platinum down 2.6%. Any other companies out there?
No, it's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it? No real sort of trend. I did see something which we can worth a chat, was the US came out with their sort of March PPI numbers this afternoon. And I thought it was quite interesting because the PPI for the first 3 months of this year was at 3.1%.
Yes.
Which, I mean, obviously we know there's going to be a bump because everyone came out of lockdown and, of course, the initial demand and all the rest of it. And it is coming off a very low base given the lockdowns last year. But, I mean, I thought 3.1% inflation for the first 3 months of this year annualized is close to 12%. So I'm just wondering if this is just the start of this inflation that we started to talk about that's been nowhere for the better part of a decade.
Well, let's talk about what all PPI is. Mm-hmm. I mean, PPI is producer price inflation. In other words, correct. If you went to a wholesaler and they sell you something to put in your shop, that is the price that you're talking about. In other words, it's the wholesale price of goods. Mm. And therefore, correct. You have to... If you can, you have to pass it on to the customer. So it does go down the chain, if you like.
Very much so. And it's one of those sort of indicators that all the central banks put into their big magic box and try to work out what they should do with interest rates. And this is one of the key components. They look at the producer price index. And it gets quite involved. It breaks, you know, the statistics, like the U.S. statistics who release this data. They'll break it down into what they call ex-food and energy or PPR for unprocessed goods. They'll look at sort of, you can determine whether it's come from a spike in the oil price, for example, and so on. Mm. But just overall, just thought that was one to keep an eye on. We need to watch this inflation. So that is my concern this year. So that's one of the first sort of prints at the end of the first quarter that we've just seen now. And it looks like inflation is starting to creep back, which would explain the sort of recent rise in bond yields, for example.
Yes, indeed. Give us the closing JSE Securities Exchange indices on this last short week for quite a while, please.
Well, we've finished in the green after starting in the red, so we'll take it. 67,191, that is your JSE All Share Index, up 0.2% on the day. Top 40 Index, up 0.25% on the session, 155 points, 61,458. As you said, a little bit of a mixed bag, couldn't quite put my finger on it. With the small cap index up 0.16%, banks were flat. We've got the Fini 15, which is the smaller cap financials. They actually did a cap up 0.8%. But overall, it was a bit of a soggy session all round.
Okay, hopefully it's not a soggy weekend. Nick Kunze, thank you so much. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. Nick will be back with me on Monday morning for the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.